This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Attorney General William Barr on Tuesday staunchly defended sending hundreds of federal agents to the northwestern city of Portland, Oregon, and elsewhere to quell violent protests in a tense hearing before the House Judiciary Committee. Opposition Democratic lawmakers accused him of violating Americans' civil rights to demonstrate and take actions to support President Donald Trump's re-election in November. Barr said the protests in Portland have become disconnected from the death in late May of George Floyd, a black man who died in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota, sparking protests nationwide. The committee's chairman, Democratic Congressman Gerald Nadler, said Barr was projecting fear throughout the country by dispatching troops to Portland over the opposition of state and local officials, scolding the nation's top law enforcement official. Nadler said, "Shame on you, Mr. Barr." The United Nations says coronavirus-linked hunger is leading to the deaths of 10,000 children a month in the first year of the global pandemic because of fears of contamination and movement restrictions. In a study published Monday, four UN agencies said failing to act now will have a devastating long-term consequences, not just for children, but for the society as a whole. Earlier this year, the head of the World Food Program warned of a risk of starvation. And this is a quote of biblical proportions around the world. From Burkina Faso to Venezuela, the Associated Press found that families around the world are already facing starvation, with young children the first to suffer and die. You can find more on this and other stories at our website. That's located at voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, this is VOA News.